Squeal! Squeal!
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
National Wide Defense Network, this is Rich. How can I help you?
Hi, Rich. It's Bobby Fletcher. I'm calling about the job.
What type of sales experience you got?
I've sold everything over the phone.
Name it. You've done it?
Right.
Well, basically what we're doing here, guy, is dealing specifically with, not specifically, taxes. Are you burping?
What?
Somebody's burping on this line.
I only have one line.
Okay, somebody's burping on this line, and so that means somebody is probably listening in to my phone call and being an idiot.
What, do you got some kids working there or something like that?
Of course. There's some little idiots around here somewhere.
You know, and the people in the middle of a conversation burping, I mean, that's pretty childish.
Okay.
So what kind of salary are we talking about?
$350 a week versus commission. Whoever's burping, you're puking. If you got enough guts, why don't you come over here so I can whoop on you? The cool thing about this place is you have an opportunity to make as much money as you want and move up the ladder quick. I've had 6 promotions in 14 months.
Right.
And then we move you up the ladder, and we work also with prepaid legal. We can actually, if you give prepaid legal away, you sell the extra $36 deal, you get $25 for $36. Not too shabby.
That sounds good, man.
Because if you get somebody to close your calls for you, it doesn't matter. They'll close the call, you still get paid the same amount of money, because they're getting 3% off your deal.
I'm starting to hear something. I didn't pick that
up. Well, that was a big one. That's a big, juicy one. But, whoever it is may be funny, but it doesn't bother me because I'm professional enough to talk right over.
Look, if I'm going to make sales for you guys, I can't have some guy burping over the phone.
Well, no, this is only on the inbound phones here for my specific one because let's just say there's internal problems and we're getting rid of them. That's why we're hiring from this division.
So this ain't going to happen with me because, you know, I'm pretty professional when I do my calls.
Oh, no doubt. So are we. And that's why people like this guy on the other line, when we find out who it is, we'll just have Adam fire him, you know, and I'll take him outside and just beat his ass.
All right. I'd like to work for you guys. You guys sound good, but the burping's a little too much for me, and it sounds like you guys are pretty unprofessional over there.
No, one of those phones that you listen on, okay? And
no,
they cannot only go on so many lines.
I can't deal with that if I'm trying to make sales.
You won't have to. If it ever happens, we find out where it comes from. Trust me, we will.
All right, I'll call you back tomorrow if I get burping then.
Thanks.
Hey, what's happening? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Anarchy in Anaheim. We're a podcast brought to you out of Orange County, California. Got a great show for you this week. Going to play a wide variety of music. Going to play an interview a little later on in the show. I decided to go down to Occupy Anaheim and see what's going on down there. I'm sure you're aware these are going on in every city, so went to check out this place. It looks like a homeless shelter or a Grateful Dead show, but got an interview, so I'll play that in a bit. Gonna start the show off with a band out of Puerto Rico. They're called Ancla. Here you go. out here at Occupy Anaheim. I got my little iPod with microphone. I'm going to see if I can get some interviews out here. Hold on. Here's some crazy looking dude. Hey! Hey, man! Hey, man! Hey, can I do an interview? What are you doing out here? Are you here to... Are you trying to get laid, or, are you here for a real cause? What are you doing?
Help us now! Help us now! Help us! They don't want to do this! Fuck these people up there! Fuck these assholes in their fucking yachts! They aren't in here, and they are not in our country! They are not American! Get them the fuck out of here! Get them the fuck out of here! This is ours! This is Liberty Plaza!
Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah! We love you, okay? So just stay calm. Don't be violent.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are strong. We are strong. Do you see how strong we are? This could have gotten so worse, but we are taking it farther. We are taking it farther, like the future cars are gonna have more mileage and more sustainable stars than on the flag. We are gonna make our forefathers feel like they are our dads and not sad and rolling in the grave, because we are gonna save our country. Save our country! Save our country! Come with us!
Come with us!
Do you feel this? Because we feel you! We are making history! Okay.
Come join us now! We need your help! This is not the way America is supposed to be! Thank you.
There's a blue, we shall be some getting out, and it can keep a black around and be a fire getting it all, but you know you're in the red. Are you a media friend? Pass me the wrong way. Wait a minute, blue, we shall be some getting out, and it can keep a black around and be a fire getting it all, but you know you're in the red.
Sugarfoot called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah.
Alright, and we're back, and then music news, there was a concert announced with a great lineup. If you're in the Los Angeles, Orange County area, it's in December. It's at the old Santa Monica Civic Center. It's for the Golden Voices 30th anniversary. It's a good punk festival. The first night, December 16th, it's headlined by Social Distortion, X is playing, The Adolescents. Then on the 17th, it's Bad Religion headlining, Youth Brigade, TSOL, Ill Repute, and The Grim are playing. And then finally on December 18th, The Descendants are headlining with The Vandals and The Dickies, and then there's other bands playing as well. Tickets are about $30 to $40 each night. It's at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium, so check that out if you're in the area. See another news, Guar's guitarist was found dead at a gas station, unfortunately. Guar just played the Jimmy Fallon show right before he died, so if you have YouTube, check out Guar. They're a great live band. Anyway, hey, that does it for this week's episode. Want to thank you for tuning in. We'll be back soon with a brand new episode. I want to remind you to continue to spread the word of the show, trying to get my ratings back up. They took a dump because I took 3 months off from doing the show, so spread the word. I do appreciate it if you like the show. We'll be back soon. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.